Doctor and political activist Marek Hilscher first made the news in 2014 when he and a colleague stripped to the waist at government buildings to protest Russian aggression towards Ukraine and show support for the EU and NATO. He later became a household name after running for president in a grassroots campaign. Now Hilscher is standing for a Senate seat in Prague 2 and Prague 3. And Brian Kennedy spoke to him after he officially announced his candidacy at a cafe in the city.
I was an independent candidate during the presidential election, and I want to continue in this way because one reason is I would like to inspire people who doesn't feel like to join to parties to enter to politics, and I think that this story can be strong motivation for them. The other reason is that the political scene in Czech Republic, I would say, is not very stable. We don't know how it will develop, what parties will survive, what party won't survive, so I don't want to ride a dead horse. It doesn't mean that I'm against political parties, not at all. I know that they are very important, but in this situation and time, I don't feel like running for just one or two parties.
You also mentioned the general climate here, where there are extremist parties, whether the Interior Ministry labels them as such or not, in Parliament,
yeah.
And also just a kind of lethargy, a lack of participation. Have you done some polling that shows your chances?
I didn't do any polling. I was traveling around the Czech Republic. I feel strong support of some people who fear the development of democracy. I don't have a money for polling, and I don't want to go by this way. I have some ideas. I want to present them. If they will be acceptable for the electors, they will elect me. If not, they won't. This is my point of view of politics, you know, not to have a polling, if I understand you properly, to see what the opinions are and doing what the results. You know, I think this we can see this in our premier, who changed his mind according to any polling, you know, every polling. So I don't want to do this politics. I want to do stable ideas, and if they will win, they will win. If not, it doesn't make sense for me.
You're a surgeon by profession.
No, not surgeon. I'm experimental oncologist. I'm doing science and teaching students medicine.
Okay. But the first program initiative that you mentioned today had to do with education.
Yes.
Could you expand on that a bit?
I just briefly want to say that in Czech Republic we can feel that basic education is not progressing very well in comparison with other countries, for example, Finland and so on. And there are many discussions about how to resolve this situation, and I think that we must make some group of people, of politicians, who will strongly follow this idea of making reform of Czech basic education, and I would like to be involved in this. This is my political task. I feel like I know it's a run for a long distance, but by heart I strongly feel we must do it. In the medical sphere, I would like to, I think that we have to resolve the problem of Czech healthcare system, that we don't pay attention now to the problem of the elderly people. We must think to the future. Also, the medicals, the doctors are becoming older and older. The new are not incoming, and those problems must be resolved, because in 5 or 10 years there will be a big problem in this way.